This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So our Spotlight Connecticut opening is largely going to be about us because, let's face it, well, you've been broadcasting in Connecticut for nearly 100 years. 100 years as of next February. You're definitely an integral part of Connecticut, so why not celebrate it for our opening Spotlight Connecticut headlines? The Connecticut Broadcasters Association, a very good group, recognized all of the talent across Connecticut, radio and television. Sometimes, you know, you're fighting with these folks. You're trying to get ratings, trying to get the best promotions, trying to offer the best content, the best contests, all of those things. So when you're together in one space, it's kind of weird because you're all competitors and you're supposed to be, you know, neck and neck, right, in the business world. But I can tell you that there are more friendships than not when everybody's together. And the Connecticut Broadcasters Association did just that. They brought us all together at the AquaTurf in Southington. It was a gorgeous event. They really organized it very, very well. Mike Ryan, well done on the organization front. But what we were there for was recognition of the work that we all do in broadcasting. And it's different on a station-by-station basis. That's why you have multiple different stations, multiple different perspectives. When, though, it's judged independently, as was the case here, judges in New Hampshire evaluated all of the content submissions that were made. You got all of these folks together for being finalists in certain categories. And of the 22 categories, I believe it was, WTIC News Talk 1080 was a finalist in 4. That's pretty good. That's not bad. And we took home the gold, if you will, in 2 of those categories. It was an excellent time with colleagues from within your own organization and other organizations, and an opportunity to be proud of the work that we do for all of the listeners, all of the viewers, if you're on television, that is, in the state of Connecticut. I was named Best Radio Reporter 2024 and also recognized for my efforts as part of the Best Radio Morning Show of 2024, which is Brian Company. I didn't believe it, and I didn't expect it. The station actually nominated my category, myself in my category, without my knowing it. So when I learned about that I was a finalist, I said, what? So that was a surprise. And then to actually win it was another surprise as well. And although I could definitely thank the mentors and my management here at WTIC, which I do, don't get me wrong, it's something I need to do with you guys. I need to thank you in the audience. We at WTIC, as a whole, I'm saying this on behalf of all of the other hosts, all of the other news people here of the management, we thank you for listening. Because if it weren't for you in the community that we have together, broadcaster-audience relationship, well, we wouldn't be doing this. And you would, frankly, be in the dark because Connecticut's, let's be honest with each other, Connecticut is kind of a news desert in a way, and it's certainly on the radio dial. WTIC is unique in what it offers its listeners. We have been for 99, almost 100 years. This is especially true, though, these days because the competition is not what it used to be. Not as fierce because there aren't as many stations offering a similar kind of product. You're not getting what we have to offer on a certain FM so-called news station or two that's in Connecticut. And the AM dial, for those of you listening on AM, there aren't a ton of options there in Connecticut either. And on the internet, you know, we have some good print resources and things that you could read online, but again, not for audio content. So we are special. And if it weren't for the audience, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. I wouldn't have the job here that I have. We wouldn't be able to spend this time together. And the CBA was able to recognize how important we were and are this year and last year as well. For the submission window, part of last year, part of this year, we were recognized for all of the efforts that we give out to the community and out to the public. Keeping forth with that mission that we set in place in 1925 of being a community operation. Being able to talk about issues together. Being able to bring on high-level guests, whether it's in government or in other sectors of our life. And celebrating that heritage that we have and the commitment that we have to it. So, you know, I know that this is kind of rambly and long-winded here, and I apologize for that. And my thoughts on this award are kind of all over the place, but I am proud of that. And I'm glad that you've been along for the ride, however long you've been part of the WTIC audience. So that just had to be said. I can thank Ron Sedaly and John Elliott and Janine Lee and all of these other people who come to mind, John Zatowski, right? And I do, and I thank them, and I hope that they know that for all of their efforts in teaching me and in getting me to this place that I'm in now. But again, I stress, if it weren't for the audience coming back every day of the week, for however long you listen, we wouldn't be able to do this, simply put. So I'm looking forward to the CBA's next year when we can all get together in not so hostile of an environment and recognize all of our efforts that we do together. Collaboratively, for you, the audience. The other thing that we always do in our Spotlight Connecticut opening is the Spotlight Connecticut Singles Spotlight, which is from our friend Jill Dunn. She's a great guest of ours here on Spotlight Connecticut. She's a good person, and she's working to help people meet the old-fashioned way. Because in this era where we all have a cell phone, it's hard to do that. It just is. You don't go out in public and meet folks like you used to, but Jill's trying to bring them back. She wants to know if there's a man out there in the Connecticut area who's between the age of 45 and 65, that 20-year window. She's looking for an outgoing, affectionate, active man who also is caring and enjoys quality time together. She has a client whose initial is D, who's also outgoing and kind and friendly and social. She enjoys the outdoors and the beach, playing pickleball, listening to live music, and from time to time going out to see a show. She loves dogs and spends time volunteering as well. So if you're a match, if you think that's for you, reach out to Jill, would you? Jill at, well, whoops, hello at jillinit.com. I got a little ahead of myself. Hello at jillinit.com. And Jill will be able to help you. She's always on every Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is an opportunity to celebrate people who are together, but not everybody's together. And that's where Jill comes into play. On Spotlight Connecticut this week, perhaps a little early for the Halloween theme. However, next week we'll be celebrating the next chapter in the WTIC anniversary series, which will be Joe D'Ambrosio at his years at WTIC, largely UConn, but he's also going to talk about how he was part of election night and the morning show and all of those things, because Joe did a lot here. He'll be part of next Saturday's show, the next edition of the Broadcaster at 100. So this week we've got the Halloween show for you. Joe Franke of the Connecticut Paranormal Research Society. What are these investigations that he does? Who does he help? And where does he talk about them? Because he talks not just in Connecticut, not just in New England, but he talks at events throughout the country as far as his paranormal investigations. So Joe Franke will be with us in a moment.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
I'm Morgan Cunningham with you on WTIC News Talk 1080 at Spotlight Connecticut. I think that a lot of people are excited for today's show with Joe Franke. They're excited because this is a topic that everybody seems to be curious about. Maybe they're a little nervous about it. But we live in an era where it's okay, at least, to talk about these things. I think if this were like 60 years ago, you would never talk about paranormal investigations. Wouldn't want to admit that they were even happening, but they are, and they do. And Joe Franke in Connecticut is one of those guys who not only has taken part in his own paranormal investigations and learned from the Warrens in Connecticut, some very fine folks in the paranormal world. He talks about them, not just on the radio, but he has all of these public events everywhere. His name is Joe Franke. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Morgan. Thanks for having me back. I'm excited.
Yes, we were doing this a year ago together, and I don't know about you, but time flies, and I can't believe we're doing it again.
I know. It just seems like yesterday.
You were telling me you just did an event in, what was it, East Hampton last night?
I was in East Haddam last night at the Yankee Cider Company. And it was fun because it was a beautiful evening, and we actually did the event outside.
Oh, nice.
Big bonfire going, and a lot of picnic tables, and people brought their chairs, and they had set up a big screen on the side of the building. It's an old 100-year-old barn converted into the business. And it was just so lovely. The weather was beautiful. The people were wonderful. We actually saw the comet last night.
You did?
During my presentation, my wife looks up. She goes, "Oh my God, what's that?" And everybody looks, we see this comet. I said, "Folks, I had that planned for you." so I took credit for that.
Well, you know what? Never let that go to waste. Take credit for it.
That's right. That's right. But there are actually some folks there that said, "Hey, are you going to be on Morgan's show tomorrow?" I go, "Yeah. Yeah." So they said they'd be listening in.
Well, hello to East Haddam. And I think I was telling you during the break, I was talking with a guy recently from Litchfield County who is very familiar with the Warrens and your work. And, you know, they're out there. And I think that that's what I was really trying to hit on just a moment or so ago. This was a topic that at one point in time, people were curious, but it was taboo. You didn't bring it up. You didn't talk about it publicly. And here we are in 2024, it's acceptable to do so.
Right.
So, right. Joe, for people that aren't familiar with you or your work, maybe they're a new listener to the show, maybe they've been listening for a while, but they just didn't catch you last year. Who are you? What makes you tick? And would you say you are part of these paranormal investigations and the Connecticut Paranormal Research Society? What does that mean?
Well, it's a very good question. I started back when 1986, I was 18 years old, fresh out of high school. I think I graduated in May or June of that year. And I was newly dating my wife. Now we've been married almost 33 years. So my wife, or girlfriend at the time, Laurel, she said she saw in a local newspaper ad that the Warrens are going to be speaking in North Haven. It was at the Holiday Inn, I believe, off exit 12, off of 91. And she said, "Would you like to go see them speak?" Now, I had heard of Ed and Lorraine Warren before.
Okay.
I'd heard him on the radio and read about him in print media. We didn't have the internet back then. This is 1986. You know, and, you know, Warrens obviously were very popular. They're, you know, most people refer to them as the pioneers in this work. A lot of us wouldn't be here today or who we are today without them. And I said, that sounds interesting. I was very interested and fascinated with ghosts and ghost stories and things like that. So we go there, and Lorraine was at the table as you walk into this room. They, what they'd do is they'd rent out one of the rooms, and they would sell tickets for the lecture. And, you know, so Lorraine looks at me as I walk up to the table, and she kind of cocks her head to the side, and she's looking at me like, you know how you look at somebody like, I know this person. Where do I know this person?
Yeah, right, and you're curious.
Trying to recall who they are. And she looks at me, she says, honey, have we met before? And I said, no, Lorraine, I heard a lot about you and seen you on television. And I said, I'm very excited to be here. It's the first time for me, but I've never met you. And she's looking at me, and I didn't know what she was doing at the time, but she's like, she goes, you know what? There's a reason why you're here tonight. She says, make sure you come and see Ed and I after the show. I want to talk to you. So I was like, yeah, I was very excited. I'm like, wow, what could they want to talk to me about?
Were you nervous?
I was nervous, but I was more excited. And but, you know, because, I mean, the show was probably an hour and a half, 90 minutes, 2 hours. I'm like, what do they want to talk to me about? So we get through the show. And then Lorraine, as sweet as she was always answering questions right down to the last person. You know, and Ed's like, come on, Lorraine, let's go. I'm hungry. Let's go. Well, one of the things that, you know, I learned from Ed was anytime we'd finish a lecture or an investigation, we'd always go to like a diner, you know, a 24-hour diner. And we'd reconvene there to go over the events of the evening. And, you know, most of the people that have seen me know I haven't missed too many of those.
Oh, stop.
So we go out to the diner across the street, down the street a little bit from the hotel. And so Lorraine's sitting across from me. She's holding my hands, and she's reading my aura. That's what she was doing. Lorraine had the ability to read people's auras, and that's that supernatural glow that emanates from everyone. And she could read the colors of my aura. And she said, honey, I can tell by your aura that you were meant to do this work. She goes, you were meant to be here tonight. And she said, would you like to come and work with Ed and I? And I mean, well, skipping a beat, I'm like, absolutely. I was shocked. I was excited, surprised, all in one. And that's how I was chosen by the Warrens, you know, to come and work with them. So here I am, 18 years old, still a teenager. You know, I don't know anything. I had some paranormal experiences of my own when I was younger. But, you know, fast forward all these years later, I had no idea I was even going to run into these people or meet them. So from there on, the Warrens used to give classes for many years. And at this time, they were being held at Paulding Manor in Newtown, which is now, I believe, the Inn at Newtown. And they had a little room, maybe, you know, not much bigger than a coat closet. And there was about six of us, including my wife and I. And Ed would come in and he'd bring, like, I remember I had these boxes of stuff, and he would bring in videotapes and a small TV and audio tapes. And this is when I first learned about these iconic cases like Annabelle and Amityville and the Harrisville haunting, I think it is, the house in Rhode Island, which the Conjuring movie was based on.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I know the real stories behind these movies because I learned them from the people that worked the cases. You know, Hollywood takes a lot of liberties when they turn it into a movie. And for the life of me, I can't figure that out. I've been saying for years, if you just told the story the way it really happened, it's far more terrifying than, you know, all these, you know, Hollywood green screen special effects and everything like that. But so I remember him first playing the tapes from Amityville and the Enfield Poltergeist, meaning Enfield, England, not the Enfield, Connecticut case, which is one of my cases. And he would play these voices that were coming out of thin air, or they seemed to be emanating from the little 11-year-old girl. I think it was 10 or 11 years old, Janet Hodgkin. And I was like, you know, I was kind of freaked out by that. You know, I had never heard anything like this before, even heard of anything like this before. And, you know, so that's how it started. And then little by little, I used to go out on cases with the Warrens and visit families. I mean, I've laughed with families. I've cried with families. I've stood shoulder to shoulder with these people for many years, helping people with their, whether they had a paranormal affliction or not, they felt they did. you know, the people I speak to, it's not like they're making stuff up or they're lying. It's just in their heart and mind, they really believe these things to be happening.
And the Warrens took it seriously. They didn't do this to make fun of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. I mean, they wouldn't know. And the Warrens, just like I do, we don't charge a penny to help people. There's never a charge to help someone. Okay, where they made their money was through their books and their lectures, whether they be public lectures or college lectures. And I'm carrying that tradition on. I'm carrying that torch. They've passed that torch to me. And, you know, what I do now is now that I am about the age now that Ed and Lorraine Warren were when I met them. So it's kind of come full circle for me, you know. And now what I try to do is take all the knowledge that they poured into me and share that with others, the next generation.
And that's exactly why you're on the show, because we're going to be talking about some of these cases, some of the knowledge. We have to take a quick break, Joe.
Sure.
But if you could just tell people where they could find you online or on social media, then when we get back from the break, we're going to dig into some of your cases.
Sure. I mean, I don't have a YouTube channel or anything like that, but you can get me at, you know, on my Facebook page, Joe Franke. You can catch me through the Warren Legacy Foundation.com. You can find me through there. But you know, it's easy for people to find me. I give out my cards. My email address is jfranke@warrenlegacy.com. If anybody needs to reach me, that's jfranke@warrenlegacy.com.
And I should mention that that's Franke, F-R-A-N-K-E, not I-E. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut, and my guest is Joe Franke of the Connecticut Paranormal Research Society. Joe takes the work very seriously, as did the Warrens. He learned from the Warrens here in Connecticut. He has been part of these paranormal investigations in Connecticut for a long time, and we have him on every year around Halloween. Next week we can't have him on because of our anniversary series to celebrate 100 years of WTIC, which we do on the last Saturday of every month. So I'm having him on this Saturday instead. In any case, it should be noted that yes, we're putting him on at Halloween time, but Joe is adamant in telling everybody that this is not just a Halloween topic. That's right, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You get cases
every day of my life.
Every day of your life, all year round.
Yes.
And it was just in January of this year you were called back to a case that you've been following for many years?
Yes. Yes, we had a case in Enfield, Connecticut that's it's been made famous or infamous, however you look at it, you know, all over social media. But there's a family that we helped back in, we started the case in 2007. And this family has twin girls. They were babies at the time. I think they may be a little bit more than a year old or so. And they had all kinds of paranormal activity going on. And it wasn't just poltergeist activity where you'd see, you know, black shadows. You would hear rappings on the wall, scratching noises. We actually heard growling. Growling is that usually indicates that something's not good. And, you know, I would go up there, and I live in Wallingford. So Enfield to Wallingford is about a 40-minute ride or so. And I'd get these phone calls from usually the father would call me. And this guy's an ex-Marine. You know, he's not afraid of anything. This guy saw action. He was terrified, not only for himself, but for his family. Like, Joe, I don't know what's going on here. We're seeing things. My girls, who are twins, and I have twins myself, so you know, any case where there's kids involved, I want to get involved right away. You know, and these things seem to target the innocent. You know, children are very innocent. They're very pure. And at least one of the girls could see this entity, whatever it was, and the mother would see it. And, you know, it would appear as like a dark form, a dark shadow. Sometimes you call them the shadow people or the hat man or something like that. Cause sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It would appear like it's wearing a top hat. And it would just appear, and then it would like float down the hallway and disappear through the wall. Now, this house is a duplex. So they got the family side, and then the other side of the house is what we call the renter side.
Did they have the problems on the renter side?
Yes. The whole house was infested. But back then, the epicenter of the activity seemed to be the nursery. The girls were in one room, the nursery. Very small room. The house is built, I believe it's 1771. It's a very, very old house and very small. Like someone my size, I'm like 6'3", 300 pounds.
If a house is old, just real quick, Joe, if a house is old, does that mean it's more apt at having paranormal activity?
It just means it has more history to it.
Okay.
You know, this particular home has a lot of history to it, and there's a lot of tragedy in and around the house. So in other words, there were murders and suicides throughout the years in this house. There's actually a stain on the floor in the living room. It's covered with carpeting now, but they believe it's a blood stain from someone that had been murdered about 100 or so years ago in the home. So this is just constant research. I've got researchers working on this stuff online, through ancestry, genealogy, all this stuff. But we've come up with quite a bunch of stuff where there was at least a couple of suicides in the house. One was out in the barn in the back. A guy hung himself 50 years ago or so.
Terrible.
There's a lot of tragedy, but it's not just the property. It's not just the house. It's the whole property, the whole area of Enfield. It's up. It's right near the Connecticut River. You can throw a stone into the river just about from the house. But the activity that would happen, but even back then, they could not keep a renter. I think the longest a renter stayed in there was 6 or 8 months. One lady, they told me, actually fled in the middle of the night, left all of her belongings behind, and would not come back for them. She's like, well, what do you want me to do with all your stuff? Get rid of it. Give it to Goodwill. She didn't want to come back for
it. Didn't even want it back?
Yeah, no. He also had a workman there working on the plumbing or something, and the guy left. And the homeowner got a hold of the guy. Finally, he's like, you left your tools here. He's like, no. He goes, something happened. He heard voices calling his name or whatever. The guy fled the house, wouldn't come back for his tools. You know, so basically, fast forward to today, they still have not been able to keep a renter in there. So what the family had decided to do was to rent out that house for a night or a weekend to these would-be investigators to investigate, come in with all their toys and stuff. And,
well, I bet that could be problematic.
Well, that's when they contacted me around January of this year, and I said, no, don't do that, please, because I have no idea what these people are doing. Are they using Ouija boards to conjure? I mean, I have a whole segment in my talks about divination. And I said, that is the worst thing you could do, is have, you know, Ouija boards or seances or things like that, you know. So I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, if you like, let's see if I'll come up and give a lecture in the home. All right. And we'll invite, you know, I said, you could sell 8 or 10 tickets because that's how much the living room will seat comfortably. And I will show them part of my presentation and I'll talk to them about this house. We'll talk about the history of the house. I'll show them my findings I've got video footage. I've got pictures, photographic evidence. I said, and then you could use whatever money you make from selling those tickets for, you know, for income, because the family's still got to keep the lights on. You know, the girls now, the girls were a year and a half back then. Now they're in their final year of high school, and they're going to be 18 at the end of the year. So I've known this these girls their entire life, these poor girls.
You've literally watched them grow up following this case in Enfield.
I did. Unfortunately, through the years, there's a lot of haters out there. And, you know, for people, your listeners, they probably know, you know, what I'm talking about if you follow YouTube channels. And
you mean people that don't believe in this kind of a thing?
Well, it's one thing not to believe. Look, I respect somebody doesn't believe in this. That's fine. We could still be friends. But, I mean, these are people that, you know, one person wanted to buy the house and Jay refused. And so they turned against them and said, well, we're going to ruin your business. And they, well, this isn't a business. They're trying to keep their lights on and feed their children. I said, but they cannot find someone, you know, for some reason, people get scared away from this home. You know, I go up there and everything seems to be quiet. I just went up there a couple of months ago. I was up there for 5 days with a couple of close friends that are very gifted people. And one of them said a message came through to her, and she said that something said to them, we hide from him, meaning me. Meaning every time I go up there, they hide from me. I said, well, they've got nothing to fear from me. I'm just a man. I'm just a mortal human being. However, if it is something dark and sinister, it wants to hide. It does not want to be discovered. You know, they want to lurk in the shadows until you do something that will make them manifest, something that ticks them off to the point where they manifest. And that's what happened years ago, where something caused this thing to manifest. And we caught something on video. It's one of the most compelling video of a demonic entity that's out there anywhere.
You share this on during your talks?
Yes, it's not. I don't have YouTube. I don't have any of these channels where I put it out there for the public. But when I do my public talks, I do show the video. Yes, it's copyrighted, all that stuff. I show it to people. I'll show it twice, three times. I don't care. If I got time, I'll show it to you a bunch of times. But, you know, it's not out there for the public to click on the YouTube channel and watch it.
Let me ask you, Joe, what is your end goal? So you're not only doing these talks about your paranormal investigations, but you're out there helping people with these investigations. What's your end goal here?
My goal is to help people understand, okay, and face their fears. Ed always used to say that. He goes, people need to face their fears. And I always say, faith and fear cannot coexist. Okay, what I mean by that is if you're rock solid in your faith, you got nothing to fear. Now, today, I'm respectful of these beings, of their power, okay? I'm talking about the dark, negative, you know, should I say demonic entities, which are very rare. I got to tell you folks, your listeners, that. Demonic activity is very rare, and possession is rarer still. However, looking on YouTube, Hollywood, television, I want you to believe that it's rampant. It is not. Everything is not a demon. I have people, oh, Joe, I have a demon in my house. I said, if you had a demon in your house, you would know it. I have been physically attacked by demons. I've had 4 demonic cases that I can recall in my 40 years of doing this work.
This is happening in Connecticut, these rare cases?
Well, this case in particular. Yeah, I had a case years ago in Shelton where I was picked up and thrown across the room about 12 feet by this unseen force. Okay? And I was 350 pounds at the time. I was thrown like I was a rag doll.
You must hear from skeptics when you talk about those kinds of moments. You must hear from skeptics. What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't get a lot of. People can be skeptical. That's fine. I'm my own biggest skeptic, and people that are skeptical are fine. But we'd be respectful of one another's opinions. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. And you know, I had a skeptic once. I'll give an example. I was out at the Danbury Library many years ago. It was a Friday night. It was like 20 years ago. And I'm showing these photographic evidence that we, meaning my buddy and I, had taken through the years. And this gentleman pipes up in the audience. He's like, oh, geez, well, I'm a photographer. And I could tell that those pictures have been altered and doctored and all that stuff. My buddy's kind of a hothead. And I looked over at him. I held my hand up. I go, I got this. So I looked at the gentleman and I stopped the show. I said, sir, I said, first of all, I want to thank you for the compliment because I took the photograph. I said, and I can... I can guarantee you it's absolute genuine. I said, now I know these days with the technology you could create videos, ghosts, you know, on your computer. I don't even know how to do that, to be honest with you. I'm an old guy now. I said, but I don't appreciate the accusation. I said, you're here for free tonight. I'm an hour from my home. My wife and children are at home. I could be spending time with my family, but I'm here to try and educate you on our findings. Why? What do I have to gain to pull the wool over your eyes? And I think at the time, Morgan, I was doing these lectures for free.
Okay.
For the first 10 years, I did these for free. I can't afford to do that anymore because I travel all over the country, you know? But I looked at the gentleman, and people started to get on the guy, and I said, no, leave him alone. I said, I welcome challenging questions and people that, you know, have dissenting opinions, but I won't welcome disrespect. So I shut him down nicely. You know, I'm not a mean guy. But the guy came up later on and he's like, I am so sorry. I did not mean to disrespect. I said, sir, it's okay. If you don't believe or you have questions, I welcome that. I said, believe me, I'm my own biggest skeptic. I said, I need authoritative proof. And I always coined the phrase from the movie Miracle on 34th Street. Remember the original movie with Natalie?
I do. Yep.
I said, faith is believing in things that common sense tells you not to. In other words, you need to have faith in things that are not tangible. I said, do we believe in air? Absolutely do. It sustains life. But can you see it? Can you really touch it? It's not tangible. That's where your faith comes in. I said, you have to believe in something just because it's not there where you can touch it, smell it, see it. I said, that's where your faith comes in. So I always say faith and fear can't coexist because if you're strong in your faith, okay, well, look behind you. See who you got in your corner. You got God in your corner. Well, God made these evil beings too. They're angels. They're just fallen angels. But they hate us. They hate us because we're human beings and we're made in God's image. And Ed Warren, I remember him telling me one day, he goes, you know, Joe, he goes, the devil knows who we are and he hates us. He goes, not only because of the fact that we're made in God's image and he hates everybody, he says, but because we're willing to stand up to him and poke him in the eye and say, you know, screw you. We're not afraid of you. Okay? But you need to respect it. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm apprehensive. I'm respectful of the power of these things because they could tear me apart. But they can only do so much. They can only do so much. They're on a short leash. You know, I listen to a lot of folks, a lot of Catholic exorcists around the country. Some of them I've met, some of them I haven't. But they'll say things like, you know, these things have to answer to their creator as well. God would not allow, in my humble opinion, God does not allow a demon to kill a human being. They could break them down. They could tear them down to the point where the person may take their own life, and that's happened. Okay, in the case of Annalise Michel, you know, the exorcism of Emily Rose, the movie that was made about.
Right.
That poor girl, 23 years old, beautiful young Catholic girl from Germany. What did she do wrong? These demons, and they were legion. There wasn't just one. There was many. They broke her down to the point where she stopped eating and drinking of her own free will, which is one thing we all have that God will not even take away, our own free will.
Joe, let me ask you real quick because we're up against a break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. That's fine. I want to know where your next speaking engagements are happening in Connecticut. You have, I'm sure, plenty between now and October 31st.
Well, I do. My big event is next Saturday, the 26th. I will be at the Lyman Hall High School. The Wallingford Adult Education Department puts this show on every year. I think tickets are $20. And I think if you have a family of four, they're discounted to $50. And so I'll be there from 1 to 3 at Lyman Hall High School. If people want to get tickets, they can even contact me. I can take care of it for them, or they can contact the Wallingford Adult Education Department. And their phone number is 203-294-3900. Or you can just contact me directly or message me through Facebook, and I can sign you up. But I will be there from 1 to 3 next Saturday afternoon, Lyman Hall High School on Pond Hill Road in Wallingford. And you can get tickets to the door as well. There's plenty of room. I think there's like 500 seats in the auditorium. There's plenty of room, I'm sure.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080's Joe Franke, F-R-A-N-K-E of the Connecticut Paranormal Research Society.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and we're ramping up our annual spooky show, if you will. But Joe will tell you that these things that he talks about are year-round, at his events are year-round. He's Joe Franke, Franke without the I-E, so F-R-A-N-K-E, of the Connecticut Paranormal Research Society. Joe, thanks for coming on, and we're basically plumb out of time, but if you could, remind people how they can find you online and your upcoming events.
Okay, so you can find me through the Warren Legacy Foundation. I am the board chair and the chief investigative officer for the Warren Legacy Foundation, which is, you know, basically a foundation put together in honor of Ed and Lorraine Warren to continue their life's work and their legacy. You can also find me through my personal Facebook page. Please send me a follow me or send me a friend request. Or you can get me at jfranke, J-F-R-A-N-K-E, at warrenlegacy.com. I will be appearing tomorrow in Newtown at the Paranormal Legends Paracon. I have a couple of speaking engagements there. I'll have a table. I've got some items to sell that support the foundation and help pay for travel expenses and things when I need to go to help people. But my big event every year is at the Lyman Hall High School, I mentioned earlier, in Wallingford, Connecticut. There will be tickets available at the door as well. There should be plenty of room for all. I like to get a lot of folks to come out, and I'll be talking about the cases I mentioned and as well as others.
Yeah, Joe, before you know it, it will be 2025, and we'll have you back on the show.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.